release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
What are you guys talking about before we record it now?
What?
Whose relationship is off limits?
Oh.
No, she was asking.
I was busy setting up.
Yeah,
so I didn't hear.
Can you hear listening?
She was asking, what type of dude am I? I was like, the one who doesn't really, you know, display my relationship or my family. That's why I've hardly posted pics of my kid.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
so,
yeah,
that's all we're talking about. Oh, that's it.
Oh, okay.
And then Mesh said something. What did Mesh say?
No, Mesh was saying that he's also the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got similar traits.
He's posting
also
every day. He posts every...
But not
he
his
posts
relationship.
He's flossing. He's flossing about his own life, not his relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. He doesn't post his relationship.
No, he doesn't. No. Just his bank statements.
Yeah, he's got 2 bank cards.
His account balance. You know, that's all.
2 bank cards, man.
No, 2 black cards.
It's that drip money, eh?
Pray.
It's drippy.
Let me cow see horny money. Huh? How much? Two black cards.
2 black cards.
Because the money can't be held. It's too much. It can't be held by 1 card. And it's 2. Hey. Mesh. To be mesh. Hey.
But that's unfair, so, because we speak about relationships all the time. I mean, we had fucking Naga trending, for fuck's sake.
You know?
That's not unfair.
It is.
Well, what are we going to say about my relationship? Because I hardly tell you guys anything.
Yeah. Are you even in a relationship?
It's like, are you in things that you... It's like, are you guys in things that... There's things you don't talk about.
No.
Yeah.
We speak about everything.
We talk about everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
It's a safe space.
Is it? Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. I love free spaces. Somebody, Twitter candles. Free. I love free spaces. You know, with synergies and harmonies. Of energies.
Nah. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Road 150,000 chillers.
You're almost there.
Almost there.
Yeah.
150K.
Yes.
Jeez, what a thought, man. You know, before I started working with you, we had a party for 1,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
We hosted a party at Bond Night, remember?
Yes.
Recharge, I mean.
Milestone. It's still a milestone, though.
You know when I joined at the party for 10,000?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So you've been around since 10,000?
I've been around since 10,000.
You've been on this journey.
Yeah.
It's still a milestone, man. Even if you had celebrated 200 or 100, it was still a milestone. Because one day we'll look back and say, we're the celebration for 150K. You know what I mean? So it's still a milestone, man.
Yeah, man. Anyway, how you guys doing? How was your week? I had a fucking crazy week, man.
Jeez. It was a crazy week, man.
Yeah, man. Week was a bit hectic.
How was yours crazy? What happened?
I went to... I'm looking for a car, right?
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
So I went to an auction. First time ever. First thing, I was like, okay, I'm at the right place because I just saw a whole lot of white people.
Okay.
So I'm like, so this is where they get the cars.
Because
I think what happens is they wait for us so we can't afford them, and then they buy them at the auction. So we black people buy the new cars, and then when we can't afford, they come, they buy at a cheaper rate at the auction, and then they sell it to like...
Or when they get repossessed.
Yeah, when they get repossessed. Yes. And then they sell it at like all these dealerships.
Is it like significantly cheaper?
Yeah, man.
Let's say like a 300K car you'd get for how much now at the auction?
Yeah.
Depends on who auctions. You could get for 200 on a good day.
Yeah, it depends who's not challenging you, right?
Exactly.
Who doesn't want that car?
Yeah, but I was like, why are there so many white people? Then I'm like, oh, yes, okay, cool.
And you'd find maybe most are even... buying to resell.
Dealership owners, I know.
I know a Cameroonian guy who does that. Like literally, and it does make some good cash.
Yeah,
just to buy
and resell,
buy auction, resell. Sometimes buy, fix, then resell. Because there's two types of auctions. There's the repossessed auctions, and then there are the cars that are essentially written off, right? But they're still fixable and drivable if you go to a place like SMD.
That's where
I bought my first car, a Ford Focus.
Hold on. Can you see his face? I feel like his mic is blocking his face. Is it fine? Okay, cool.
Ah, awesome.
You gotta see that pretty face of yours.
You know? Them chubby cheeks.
Yeah. That's where you put your first car.
Yeah. So there's two types of auctions. And I think it's a good option, man. Yeah. So did you see something?
Yeah, talking about
someone
such
outbid
a...
you.
Yeah, I got outbid, but it was such like an adrenaline rush because we bid online. So the person would be like, 110, I'll be like, okay, 115. And then they go, 118. It was pretty cool. I felt like I was gambling, bro.
Yeah. That's not how it works, but yeah. Wait, so when you say you saw all these white people, it's in boxes on the, those Zoom thingies?
No. So on Wednesday, you go for the viewing.
Oh, yeah.
So when I walked in, I saw all these white people with like whiteboards, writing things.
Oh, that's where you saw the white people.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then on Thursday,
online.
You bid online.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which car were you trying to get?
Which car were you eyeing?
It was a small nyana thing, you know.
With cup holders, maybe.
Yeah.
Cup holders.
And the craziest thing is, while I was there, I met this white guy. He's Jewish. So we started chatting and we're just catching up and stuff. So this guy's like filthy rich. He like lives in like, you know, Melrose Arch, Sandhurst, like old money.
Yeah, Sandhurst is old.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the craziest thing, he told me that once, because he was in the auction business, and then he started getting into property, and then his business started tanking. And he went to Venda to go see a sangoma.
Yeah.
I was like, what? You're kidding. He's like, yeah. Because he was asking me, where am I from? I'm like, I'm from Venda. He's like, yeah, I've been to Limpopo. You guys are very nice people. I actually went there to see a sangoma when my business was tanking.
Okay.
I'm like, what? White people see sangomas?
Yes, they do, bro.
Yeah. I've known white people that actually consult.
That's a thing.
Yeah. Like it's a thing. It happens, bro. That this guy, I'm trying to Google him now. I forgot. One of the presidents, apartheid presidents, I think it was, Botha. No, Verwoerd. He consulted. There's a guy, there's two very famous sangomas. There's Usosobala. You probably have heard stories of him.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know Usosobala? Guy had a plane. Sangoma in the 60s had a plane.
You lie.
Swear to God, bro.
Yo.
Guy had a plane. Guy could do some crazy things.
He's flying into the future.
He had a plane. He had a huge house. I think the house is still there in KZN. Then there was another one. I just forgot the name. Verwoerd consulted that guy before some huge election, which the National Party won. And he became president. He trusted that guy and he would visit him once in a while, like to consult. And,
During apartheid.
And that guy also had like crazy cash. That guy also had crazy cash. The guy would also give tips, like horse racing tips.
Yeah.
Right? And he would win a lot. Like,
he gives you numbers.
Because he would see that these things happening, apparently. Yeah. There's even a book. There's a book on that guy.
What happened to him?
He died, but very rich guy. Even him, his house. Man, I'll find him.
Sosobala still alive?
I'll Google. No, Sosobala also passed away. Yeah.
I think I'm going to ask my dad. I'm sure my dad would know that.
Zulu doesn't know Sosobala. He's huge. The legends of Sosobala, man. We hear them. Like the guy, like, so white people, you get some who consult.
That's crazy.
Bro.
Just like there's black people who consult with whites.
Mediums, those mediums.
Yes,
yeah. Well,
they
call them mediums, yeah.
Oh, I've never done that. Have you guys done that?
No, I've not.
I have once.
For real?
Well, is it, yeah, like, it was a guy, a fortune teller.
Yes.
Right? At I don't know if he's the real deal. At Rosebank, when they still used to have that flea market.
Oh, yeah. At the rooftop. Yeah,
I went there and I remember him saying, one day you'll need to get on a horse. Don't ride a black horse. Like, that's all he said, right? And then, and he was like, he described the woman who's the one.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, in a way.
The one we can't talk about.
He described. You can't talk about any woman in my life. Like, well, not you can't, man. What a fool this guy.
Now.
So yeah, I have.
Do not ride the black horse.
Wakibela.
Uwile manje.
No, literally, yeah. It was like, yeah. So it was a bit weird. I mean, it's always like encrypted, you know, these things. It's never like straightforward. It's like Vikings when you go see Old Wise One. You know what I mean? And they tell you something, but they never really say one day they'll be. So what is a black horse? You know, is that a black car?
Should we get a fortune teller? To come on the show.
Oh, that would be dope. I think we could do that. That would be super dope.
That would be nice.
That would be super
and just
dope.
Just tell us what the future holds for the podcast.
Nah. Yo, no, but I'm scared, man. I don't like knowing the truth and
like,
the future
I
and whatever.
Like they only say nice things, though.
Oh.
Nah, they do, I think.
They only tell you nice things.
If they are good, they must tell you the truth.
Like which one, who ever went to go consulting? They were told, oh, okay.
You're going to die.
Yeah, you're dying on the 4th of July.
But they tell you that 2026. There's a dark cloud coming. You need to prepare.
Yeah, but a dark cloud could be like maybe losing a job or maybe business not coming through. You know, it's something that you can handle. They never prepare you for things that are like
I think they do. They do tell you, I see calamity, blood and tears for the next year unless you do a particular ritual to overcome that thing. A good one should be able to tell you that. Because a bad one then can't tell you the bad things because they can't save you from them or help you from them. But I think a good one will be honest with you and then give you a solution as to how do you remedy that or overcome it.
Okay.
You know?
That's fair.
They do tell you bad things.
Because so many people want to see us down already. Hey, I'm scared.
How?
Of what they're going to say.
No.
We're still here. We're still standing.
Here. We're still
so clearly, big things await.
No. It'll motivate us. You'll not focus on the negativity.
What if they say I need to stop drinking or something?
How? Then stop drinking.
Yeah.
It will help you. Maybe it will help you. Stop drinking then. It's fine. It's okay.
Imagine rocking life sober. Imagine.
The Sangoma Hendrik Verwoerd used to consult with, his name is Kotso Situntsa. A wealthy inyanga from Lusikisiki had H.F. Verwoerd and J.G. Stradom as clients. And these are huge politicians in the apartheid era. Like, Google
but
that.
But isn't that sleeping with the enemy?
Kotso Situntsa.
Isn't that sleeping with the enemy?
Who, him?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people, I think, there was a backlash, obviously, from, you know, fellow Africans. Like, yo, how can you, you know, but the guy was about his money, it was about his bag. The guy was about his money, it was about his bag. Sure. And yeah, the guy, like, dude, like, had so many Mercs, he loved Merc. Was a huge guy, Kotso Situntsa. Google that guy, and there's a book I've been trying to get about him, which I haven't gotten yet, like an entire book. Guy lived, like, Great Gatsby kind of life. It's crazy, these stories. Like in apartheid, there was like seriously, some seriously rich black people. Some were just pure business people.
So Uzodo Abantu is onto something.
What did she say?
No, because I was watching her new show. Like her show came out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how was it?
Well, it was fine.
Yeah.
And she was there by Lusikisiki, ne? Is it Lusikisiki?
Lusikisiki, yeah.
Lusikisiki, yes.
Mm-hmm. Doing what?
Consulting also.
Oh!
Is it?
Yes.
Nothing
she
wrong
was there
with
to
consulting.
See a Sangoma. Yeah, nothing wrong.
When last did you go?
They probably laid an egg for her.
Cooking a tray.
No, but it's good that she finally went to consult Vuka Maqandeni. She's seen the light.
Yes.
Zoda probably thinks you hate her, dog. And
nah,
love her so
loves
much.
I think, someone who can take a joke, it's Zoda.
Yeah.
And she was at Summit the other day, and the manager at Summit posted, and I was like, ah, dude, when did she come? Unless she was posting old pics, because she does go to Summit and gig there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what I saw during the week?
Who?
Because I took my car to the car wash.
Mm-hmm.
So I parked my car there, I'm chilling with my woman, and then out walks Sjava.
Java, love Java, man.
Yeah.
So what has he said? Can we release his episode?
No. He still mentioned the whole lawyer thing. But I was thinking, I'm like, fuck, because I remember there was a time I was like, fuck Java, man. I'm going to put that episode up.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Had I done that, meeting him now would have been so awkward.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo.
You know?
And I remember when you said you wanted to like, I'm gonna put it up.
Yeah. So, he came, he chilled with us. Nice. We spoke, bro, man. The guy's so chilled, man.
I get those vibes. That guy's so chilled, cool, man.
And
is he wise? Because he seems like he's wise. The shit he sings about.
Yeah. Like, it seems but the whole time he's talking about ladies of Mar.
Oh, flipped. Okay.
But obviously, there's things I can't disclose. He has to say it.
Oh, okay.
But I got a feeling like I think he still likes him, man.
Is it?
Yeah, because we spoke about it for like 30 minutes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ish. And if they ever hook up, hey, I think ladies of Mar will get a backlash, especially from women that have supported you so much and now you're doing this, you know? Because, bro, if you still love ladies of Mar, perhaps they could fix things, because at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, it's two hearts, it's two people.
Yeah.
If they will love one another, why can't they be together?
And then he told me the craziest shit.
At the end of the day.
He told me there's now a new law that if you sleep with the girl and the condom breaks, she can open a rape case.
Yeah, if you don't tell her, it is rape.
What?
You didn't know?
No, I didn't. I'm like, yes, Java, trust you to know.
Yeah, if you remove a condom, right? And the girl obviously doesn't know. Wait, what did he say? Wait, did you crack a joke?
No, it's not a joke.
It's not a joke.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
Anyway, continue.
Yeah, if you remove a condom, or a condom breaks, and you as the guy, you're aware of it, but the lady is not aware of it, it's rape.
Wow.
It's some form of rape. It's rape.
Yeah.
It's rape.
That's hectic. Yeah, because you're being dishonest.
Yes, you're being dishonest. Yeah. And you are taking something.
She could catch something, you know, or end up being pregnant. It's like, wow, but I thought we were practicing safe sex.
And you're taking something that she wouldn't have given you without the condom. So you are taking something sonor by force.
Yep. True.
So, nor. Can't do that.
Yeah.
You know? Can't do that.
So no.
Yep. So no. No. Dude. Yeah, and it's rape. Careful, guys. Can't do that shit.
I soon we're gonna go to jail for cheating, guys.
No. You can't. No.
Yeah, no. That should happen. That's a crime on its own.
But we can't equate. We can't equate cheating and removing.
No. It doesn't equal. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like.
No. What I'm trying to say, 10 years ago, if this was a rule, would you have been like, yeah? Would you be like, what?
I see. Ish. It would make sense even 10 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
Because you violated someone. Yeah, violate.
Bro, but it's not like you intentionally wanted the condom to break.
No. A condom was broken when you were having sex at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And either you continued or you stopped to...
Oh yeah, no.
Slip on another condom.
Yeah, you stop telling the girl.
Yes. That's fine. Yes. That's not rape.
Yes.
But if you continue, and then then you know what I mean. That is considered
that
as rape, because the poor girl doesn't know that you've removed the condom. And if the condom has broken and you didn't say anything, it's as good as you removing it.
Yeah.
You know, so it would still make sense, because it's like, ish.
You have to be honest. You're violating. Time.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
Speaking about music, did you guys see that Casper tweet where he was tweeting about Lady Do?
Oh, Lady Do!
Yeah.
Do. She's from my hood, man.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Now, Do, she's good. She's being added. So basically, Casper tweeted that Lady Do is, people must watch out. She's going to be the biggest artist.
Oh.
The next big thing to come out is Lady Do.
All right.
Yeah, she's a vocalist, essentially. Yeah. Right?
It's so crazy for me, like, when all these people that I knew become famous, man. Like Lady Do, bro, I've known her since like, yes, it's for years. Like maybe since 2008.
A vocalist, hasn't she done music before already?
She's been at it. Lady Do's been at it.
She's the one who's doing that song in Hambang Online.
That's her song.
Yeah. So I met her because she's DJ Zandy's sister.
Yeah. Oh,
so Zandy used to play at all the Rock the Girls parties and he would come with her. And then I was meant to smash. I don't know what happened. I think I found out she's Zandy's sister. And I was like, maybe not.
Zandy's niece, actually. Because Zandy's older brother used to be a huge DJ. DJ Chalk. That's her father. So I think Zandy's niece.
So now to see her blow up and become famous is like, wow, so crazy, man. Mm. It's like now Mesh in a year's time, Mesh is like the biggest, you know?
With 5 black cards. Mesh. Itanga Zakwa holding black cards. Zatoitoya, you got black cards. Huh? We must go there and say, you see Itanga Zenu Zenza. Now I'm a black card. They got my black card. And he's a dropout, by the way, Mesh.
Mesh is a dropout.
He's a dropout,
yes,
bro.
Yes. Yes. Why did you drop out early, Mesh? Ah, Lady Two's not answering. I will try again. But she's a hustler, man. Nah, I remember when I was DJing, she's like, yo, Mac, don't you want me to be a dancer? So while I'm DJing, she dances for me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, man, I ain't got time for that shit, man. I'm just trying to get laid out yet, man.
It's a little block for you.
Only one dance floor you're entertaining. It's in a queen size, right? It comes in queen size and a king size.
Yeah, but that's great, man. Also, did you see Alicia Keys did a... Wait, did I miss that one?
No, not Joe. No. I'm just happy to see you.
I thought it flew over my head.
He's on the edge now.
Alicia Keys.
Foka.
Yeah.
Yes,
did I saw...
Did
a post listening to Kista. Yeah.
I think I saw
But I think Alicia Keys, I mean, she's in touch with what's happening in SA
and
the
Swiss
music
Beats.
Scene
yeah.
because of Swiss Beats. Ooh. Mainly Swiss because of Swiss Beats. Ooh. I mean, remember, didn't she do something with Sun L, but they never released it or
what
something?
What was it?
Mm. Yeah, man. Swiss Beats flew Sun L over.
Oh, wow.
You guys know about that, right? Yeah, man, definitely. I remember it was supposed to happen. It did happen. Sun L went to Swiss Beats and they had a studio session. They tried to rock something. So
was
I'm not surprised.
Sun L, not something
sweet. No, it was Sun L, guys. Let's verify. It's but definitely Sun L.
Oh, but that song is taking off.
Yeah,
eh?
Yeah.
It's flying.
Oh, Kista.
No. Yeah, it's flying.
Was she jamming to the remix?
Yeah, I think so.
It was Sun L in 2018.
No, original. She was jamming to the original.
Oh, the original.
Yeah.
Nah, dope. Nice one, man. Nice one, bro. Yeah, Focalistic is onto something big.
Yeah. What else has been happening, guys? Did you guys watch Coming to America? Has anyone seen it?
Oh, I did.
Yeah?
Oh. Yeah. Didn't you guys watch it?
No. I haven't seen it.
I haven't finished it.
Is it? Yeah. It sucked.
It sucked for you?
Did it suck?
What'd you say? Like,
are you serious?
The first one was obviously just amazing. At this time, even the acting was just very lousy for me. But obviously, it was lovely because to see, you know, it's nothing. I don't think like there's an award-winning performance there.
When you watch it the first time, you're young. Now you're older. So obviously your taste has changed.
Mm. Yeah, but you know when you love something, you love it, you know? Mm. And or maybe I just... No.
When you started drinking, what were you drinking?
Storm.
Are you still drinking Storm?
No.
Hey, Storm's a shy boy.
Yeah, Storm is the one. Hey,
Storm kids, you know.
So what are the jokes like? Similar to the first one, because I mean, I feel like the first one was sort of
Leon
Schuster vibes. You know, like
yes.
like the jokes, joking about wah, 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 and you're supposed to be speaking some African language, and that's supposed to be funny, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Or do you get me?
Yeah.
Were they? Those cheap African jokes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
stereotypes.
Yes.
Stereotypical.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a different era.
Even Nom Zamo had an accent.
Yes, Zeksimda called her out on the accent. How do you feel about that? Because I think South Africans, we've got very neutral accents, right? So a lot of like Americans or people out there, when you speak, they may not even think you sound African, right?
To be honest, I found, like, listening to her, as much as yes, I could see that she was attempting. I felt like she was attempting, but I could still hear her.
Mm. But those were director's orders. That's where I'm going. Because we don't have strong, super strong accents like West Africans. We don't have very thick accents when you speak English. So it makes sense for the director to say, we need you to have... Especially because you're not playing in South Africa. Was she playing a South African girl?
No.
Exactly. So you're not playing a South African girl, then obviously you're not going to use a South African accent.
I don't know where Zamunda is. Maybe, I don't know. Let's just find out. Is Zamunda in South Africa?
You see, for example, it's a fictional place, right?
Yeah.
So then she can't be using an accent that can be connected to maybe West Africa or whatever, because it's a fictional place.
And big shout out to her, man. She's got a Puma collection now.
No, she's had it.
Oh, she's had it.
Yeah, she's been with Puma. Oh,
shit, I just found out recently.
Nah, she's been with Puma. Before she even Puma'd from Maponyan, she was with Puma already.
Before she even Puma'd from South Africa, you know?
Exactly. She's been with Puma.
My thing is, what is a South African accent? We don't even have one.
We do, bruh.
What is it? What is it?
Trevor Noah rocks it, especially.
What is the South African accent?
The way we speak.
We've got different accents, bro. It's like America, they've got different accents. In the UK, they've got different accents depending where you're from.
No, bro, like in Nigeria.
So Venda.
Do we have a Venda South African accent?
No, we do. Wow, come on, bro.
But that's what I'm saying.
We do. We've got a
Penny accent. Each culture's the same. Venda speak English differently to Zulus and Xhosas.
Yes.
Hence, we don't have a South African accent.
We don't have a national accent.
But it's the way we speak English also. Because remember, there's English, how Britons, like British people speak, right? And then there's English, how South Africans speak.
Give me the South African accent.
The way we're talking right now, guys. The way we're talking.
Man. The white people from Benoni, they don't speak like this. They've got that other weird...
Afrikaner,
but then if you take a rugby player, like, you see, Anger's accent, when he speaks English, it sounds like a white kid from Boksburg.
Exactly. That's a different accent.
Yeah, we've got different accents.
So which one is the South African one?
We don't have a national accent.
That's what I'm saying.
But that goes for every country, to be honest.
Nigeria, they've got a Nigerian accent.
No, but that's the thing. Some people, if a Nigerian can say, this one is from this side, this one, because even Pidgin English, there's...
Pidgin what?
Yeah, it's Pidgin English. Yeah, in Nigeria.
Oh, okay.
West African, Ghana, Cameroon. Yeah.
Well, what does that mean?
It's their own English.
It's their own English.
It's almost like, you know? It's almost like...
When you went to and how they spoke to you, remember how you were saying when you arrived at the airport and they were...
In Nigeria.
Offering you Coke or
Yeah.
That's Pidgin English.
I thought that's the Nigerian accent. It's like, take, my brother, take.
Wait, you go to Nigeria and a dealer offered you Coke?
No!
He was buying Coke.
I just heard Nigeria Coke.
Oh, my God.
Airport.
Oh, whoa.
What?
See, this is how we're going to be... Cancelled.
No. Wait.
No, I got to the airport.
And he was buying cool drinks.
Cool drinks, Coca-Cola.
Oh, flip. Oh. Yes.
And the guy was acting like I'm doing him a favor. He's like, hey, my man, here, take.
So that's Pidgin English, how they speak there.
Yes. Yeah. But you are right. There are countries that sort of has like the same accent. Because he is right. With Nigerians, you don't really get too much differences.
It's distinct.
It's because you don't know. It's because you don't know.
Possibly.
It's once you're in the country, like, you'd know, like, okay, they can distinguish. Mm. But someone from out, they just say, you all sound the same.
Mm.
Now, just like they'll say, all black people look the same. No.
Mm. True.
You as a black person, you know that we don't look the same.
Of course. Of course. Yeah, but I think they must cut them some slack. She got instructions from the director. Mm. What is she supposed to do? Fight the director. Mm. Defy the director. Yeah. Right?
Because I guess it's also pronouncing words. Mm. Maybe it's like, if she was just saying it in her normal accent, it would be like, we don't understand. You know, like water.
Mm. Yes.
Water.
Yes.
So it's like, please pronounce it better. And then you'd be like,
yes.
Now we're going to hammer her for saying water.
Exactly.
Yeah, because there's some English words that... we vendors say, like, in a vendor slang.
Yes. I hear peddies. You know, when peddies speak English, there's a certain peddy English
thing, ne?
Mm. Mm. Or maybe Zimbabweans, you know?
Yeah.
Or Sigisti.
Yo, you know, a lot of people...
Sigisti?
Yes.
Sigisti. That's 60, yeah?
Sigisti. And it's fine for when you, you know, you see, yeah.
You know, speaking about Zimbabwe, mm-hmm. People can say whatever they want to say about Mugabe. Mm-hmm. But I admire him for educating his people.
Mm. Oh, man, Zimbabweans are very well educated.
Fucking smart, bro.
Yes. Zimbabweans.
Yo. Like, their education. In fact, even I think Zimbabwe had the best education, like, in Africa.
Yeah. 100%.
Zimbabwe
yeah.
Had the best education.
Mm, it's the Cambridge system.
Mm.
Yeah,
when they're done, they get O-levels and A-levels.
Yes, A-levels, O-levels.
Ordinary level, advanced level. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, Zimbabwe
So why can't
educated.
Our government do the same?
I cash?
I don't know, bro. Because, I mean, Zimbabwe's a stone throw away. I do not know why we've never been able to adapt or just ask them, or adopt, rather, their system and ask them, how are you guys making it work? You have all these people who finish high school, yet they are equipped to do a lot of things that, you know, some South Africans can't do. Yeah. I don't know why.
Because when I heard about the Vets protests, I was like, oh, this is deja vu, man. Like, this happens every year at this time.
Yeah.
For how long?
Even worse. We need to be taking our students, like, seriously. And that's the government. It's like, you're failing. You know, you're failing the students. Dismally.
And now it's worse because Vets is trying to, it's Vets, ne? Trying to silence the students.
Yes.
Yeah. So we had students who said they want to come onto the show.
Uh-huh.
They are chillers. They said they want to come onto the show and explain exactly from the students' perspective.
Because they're part of what's happening right now.
What is happening right now. And we agreed they're going to come onto the show. And this morning he's like, last night he said he can't do it because one of the SRC members got suspended from school because they were talking to the media. So now Vets are suspending these kids for just speaking out. So if this one had come onto our platform and revealed his identity, and he's just trying to finish his degree, but he could have gotten suspended or expelled or whatever.
Wow.
Imagine,
so Vets is flexing, swinging their big dicks right now.
So, but what narrative was the media trying to
push?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It's tricky. Yeah, you can never know these things. But anyway, let me play the voice note.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Aware, bruh. We have a problem. So one of the comrades, like the SRC treasurer, just got suspended, you know, from the varsity because of this whole protest thing. You know, they've been addressing the media with regards to what's happening in Vets right now. So I don't think making the call tomorrow will be appropriate, especially because how Vets is acting towards the whole thing. You know, they're trying to silence us. And as much as I would love to, you know, to enlighten people to know what's really going on here, I don't want to, you know, get into trouble, you know, because I'm just trying to get my degree here and leave, you know. I hope that you understand, bro. If we got to do this, it got to be well curated and, you know, in a way that it won't backfire anybody. Mm. So right now we're just trying to understand why did the comrade get suspended? What did she do, you know? And how exactly is Vets trying to... Okay, how exactly is Vets expecting us to address the media with the issues that are happening here? You know, I hope that you understand, bro. We can still do it some other time, but now I think it's bad timing.
Do you think
because
it's,
of what
it's,
happened to her.
Do you think it's Vets to blame? Because they're an institution, so they got to do and protect what's right for them.
But, oh, by the way, I think he's got a vendor accent, right? Oh, you heard it. Exactly. You could tell the guy's vendor, right? And you're going to be like, we don't have different accents here.
No, I said we don't have a South African accent.
Oh, yes, but you can tell different accents.
Yeah.
Look, Vets is not the enemy, man, and Vets know that. They are not the enemy. The kids want free education.
Which the government promised us.
Thank you. The enemy is government. Of course, the kids will then revolt at Vets because that's where they are struggling to pay these registration fees.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So I understand Vets, but let the kids speak out because it's not Vets the enemy. Vets can't pay for kids' fees out of their own money.
So
they need
why
to get subsidized
them?
By the government.
So why silence them?
Exactly. Good question.
Mm.
Why silence the kids, Vets? Because you're not the enemy. I know they marched in Pretoria to the tertiary education department.
Yeah.
That's the, if you want to call it, enemy.
Yeah.
Even them, they're not an enemy, but they must just help students.
Do you know someone who went to Vets?
Know someone who went to Vets way, way back.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Was this shit happening back then even? Obviously, there was no social media at that time.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I guess so. These movements obviously just started when the past, 2-3 years?
Mm.
Like when the fees must fall.
Mm.
Obviously then it was just
struggle. What do you think? Grab a mic there. Not Mesh. Mesh is going to tell us about his bank account and shit.
Yeah.
Well, serious things.
And he hates school.
Oh yeah, he dropped out. He's the worst person.
Let's speak to the engineer. The only engineer in this crew. who actually got a degree.
Yeah, what do you think about this, dog?
Well, this is something that has been happening for a long time, you know? Like you said, that in the past, there was no social media. You know, when we were told, when we were, like, first years, the seniors told us that, like, back in 2002, these things have been there. You know, those movements have been there. They've been fighting for fees and everything. So, you know, the era started in 2015. That was when I was doing my first year. When FISMAS 4 was strong, and then we marched to Union Building and everything.
You know, oh, you marched to Union Building?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah.
You were there?
Yeah, I was there.
And did that have any impact? Like, what changed after that?
You remember that
day? Hold the mic like this. Hold the mic.
Oh,
yeah.
You remember, if you can remember that day, we were there at the Union Building, and then we were told that the president, which was Jacob Zuma then, was going to address us on the national TV.
Yes.
Right? And then when he addressed on later on that day, he said there's going to be 0% increment of the fees. So where that was not a victory, because the match was for the fees to fall.
Fall completely.
Not that 0% increment or whatsoever. And then it happened that in 2017, but I think that was a stunt, because that was when he was going out of office.
Yeah.
And then he declared free education, which has never happened till this.
Also, he threw the next person under the bus.
Shit, man. And he commented now that the government must do better, whatever, whatever. Jacob Zuma. I'm like, but dude, you were president when these started. When Abo Nompendulo Mkhatshwa, remember her? That the female leader, the one who used to wear an ANC duke. Now she's got a comfy job. She's at Luthuli House. She's a parliamentarian now. Comfy job. And I feel like some students just took what they could from it. They got careers from the whole Fees Must Fall, especially the leaders. Like Vianney Pambo is now a spokesperson for EFF. So yeah, man, but the struggle still continues.
Shout out to Lasizwe and Sibu Mabena, man.
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see that?
Oh yeah, yeah. The 10 Rand initiative.
Yeah, they had a live last night. 24 hours, ne?
Yeah,
they had like a 24 hour live, and they were asking various celebrities to join in the live and donate 10 Rand or more, you know. And I think last time I watched, they raised about 350k.
Yeah, I saw that was also last time I watched as well, about a 300.
Yeah,
and so shout out to Sarah Langa, she contributed 20,000 bucks.
Wow, big shout out, man.
Shout out.
That's amazing, bro.
That's crazy.
It just goes to show, like, when we come together, the power,
Yeah, nah. But why did it need to take a dead, you know, person who got shot, an innocent person, students, you know, lighting up the whole of Bromfontein, you know, for that to happen.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the sad part, but I'm glad it has started. It has happened. I guess regardless of why now, but money is now there to help.
Yeah.
Just drop in the ocean 300K if you look at, you know, the money that's required. But it's something, and it'll go towards a good cause. And can we please keep it up? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if it could be a constant thing, even when there are no students burning up tires in the streets, protesting, can we just keep it up? I think there's so much power, man. All of us, you know, even if it's the minimum 10 bucks, it will make a huge difference. It will create a solid fund to put.
I heard Jackie Pamute came through and said that she will cover the funeral costs.
Yes, Jackie Pamote for the guy
who got shot.
Dead.
All I saw when she went on are snake emojis on the live. Snake park.
Jackie is nyonga nyonga Pamote. Nah, man, shout out to her.
Do you think we should put up Jackie Pamute part 2 for the new members? Because initially, when it came out, we put it up just for the members. Should we do it again?
Oh, Gonja, it got axed, ne?
Yeah, I don't know. We couldn't put it up. We couldn't put it up.
I think you should.
Yeah, for membership, ne?
For just for the members, ne?
Yeah, just for the members.
Yeah, just for the members. Yes. No, they deserve it. Yeah.
They deserve it. And please don't take screenshots and clips.
Please. Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll ban you.
You'll get nothing. Let's just see that we can trust you.
Yeah.
Then we can give you some facts that are a lot more confidential.
Yeah.
You know-ish.
Yo, but it's been a sad week, man. When I heard that Menzi Gubane passed away, I was like, no way.
Bro.
The king, guys.
Dude, that guy was Like, he was effortless, bro. Every role he killed. Yeah, Menzi.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
I still remember him as Mazwi.
Pa.
Dude. Ooh,
pa. No sick in the house.
Pa. Woo. And I was literally like still like a baby then.
Yeah.
Oh.
Where were you when you heard?
Well, I heard the news last night. Yeah.
What did you think?
No, I was home, man. I said, bro. And the guy, I mean, has been struggling with kidney problems, and eventually he.
Oh, Lady Dude's calling.
He even got a donor at some point.
Yeah, he got a donor eventually, man. And now, stroke.
Hey, it's Tato Sam.
Evo.
You live on my podcast, Unjan?
Hey?
You live on the podcast, Ukraine?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, love. Tell me, why didn't we smash? Because I was meant to smash you. What happened?
What happened, what?
Why didn't I smash you? I was meant to smash you, remember?
Yeah.
I was too slow, ne?
Yeah, too slow.
How are you, though? How are you there, Lady
Hey,
Dude?
Hey, Lady
Dude. I'm good. I'm the one that got away.
You're the one that got away. I'm having a lot of those this year. First, it was Nandine Matita.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, man, I'm so glad that you're doing so well. It's so nice to see, because I was telling the chillers, like, dude, you've been at this, like, since I've known you. And to see you, like, getting your flowers now, it's amazing. And it's only going to get better, bro.
Thank you so much for the support and the love. And when you know, hey, I was on top of table, dancing, DJing, trying everything out until it happened. So I'm so grateful and I'm so happy about that.
And how has it been? Because people only see you now rocking, but you've been like doing this for 9 years and you never gave up, bro.
The thing is, when you do something because you love it, not because of the fame and the money, and then you won't give up, because it's all based on love, you know. So now that it's popping, you're actually getting the rewards and you're understanding the business side. And it's better to be successful late than to be successful early, because then I would have boxed my money. But now I know what I'm going to do with my money, investments and all of that. So I appreciate the fact that it took me 10 years to get to where I am, because then I will use my money wiser, you know. Because listening to your previous podcast with Dave, I learned so many things, you know. As to, she got famous fast and she didn't know anything about investments and what you see. So for me, I am grateful that I actually went through the 10-year struggle, because then I got all the scars for it and now I'm getting the reward.
You know what? Siyabonga online. Siyabonga online. So can we pick up things where we left them off, or is that
No.
Okay, all right. No, just checking. Pele, you're hot now.
Yeah.
Lady Dude, we love you, man. Keep rocking, man. All the best, yeah?
Thank you so much, Vicky.
All right, cheers. So bye.
All right, bye.
Oh, man, such a sweetheart. She's been at it, bro.
She has, man.
So nice when that happens,
oh,
man.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, the other actress who passed away?
Nokolo Mashakalala, yeah, right? I think that's the surname. Yes, man.
She was on Kings of Joburg, ne? I think I saw her there.
I remember her from Cha Cha. She was like the leading lady on Cha Cha with with her now. What's his name? Sianda, Sisa, or Sisa.
There's also something on Netflix. I've been trying to remember the name. Huh?
Diamond City.
Yes, Diamond City. She's on that as well, man.
Oh, she was brilliant.
She was good, man. May her soul rest in peace. It's interesting, though. Like, the forensics, when they performed the post-mortem or whatever, they said she had been dead for a week.
Wow.
Because she was discovered in her house dead. But she'd been dead for a week.
So was she staying alone?
Cause, they haven't told us the cause yet. Clearly, she was staying alone, yeah.
Oh, man.
Imagine, bro.
Yeah.
For a week. And no one bothered to... Okay, I guess eventually someone realized, no, man, this person hasn't been picking up their phone. It's now maybe eventually off. What's wrong? Clearly, but it took a week.
No, I can understand, because my career was dead for a while.
Your what? Your who?
His career.
And no one ever checked
it'd be
up
like
on
that,
you.
Yeah, it'd be like that
no
sometimes.
No one checked up on you. They're like that, right? They're like that. Me too. They're like that. No, but like, hey, we haven't seen Sol in a while. Yet.
Yeah.
Where is he? Yo, Sol, what are you doing? Man? What's up with you? You know what
now
I mean?
Now that you start smelling, they're like, oh, God, oh, he's here. He's
yeah, exactly.
Here.
Exactly.
Kings Welitini as well.
Ah, oh, Kings Welitini.
Dude, what a crazy
man.
Week.
Lo Samabanga. Sikotem. Yeah, I was. So, that, I asked some other Zulu guys. I'm like, ah, Shoni Linkos. They're like, ah, Ikoteme. Oh, yeah, man. It means he's now resting.
Yes.
You know what? There's a weird feeling. I can't explain it. But there's a weird feeling about how lately, when someone passes away, right? People are quick to...
R.I.P.
obviously. Mm-hmm. Hashtag. And then put up the picture on WhatsApp as a profile.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And then the next day, like, people just move on.
Well, we have to move on. It's life.
I know, but I'm saying, like, it's like Menzi, dog. Do you know what he did for this country?
What can we, you and I, do? Just shout him out.
I know, man. But do you know what I'm saying? I can't explain it, but, like, it just feels so emotionless. Or, like...
No, okay, think about it. If there was no social media and there was no WhatsApp and all these platforms where we're going to post this picture, you weren't going to do anything. You're just going to say, hey, Shumains and Kosea Magalaleng Oqolo, and that's it.
And that's it. And you still move on.
Exactly.
It's like, what has changed? What has changed?
Can't we do like an omnibus, like DStv does a pop-up channel? We do an omnibus of Menzi's work, celebrate him.
Yeah, but that's not we. It's DStv.
Yes, that's not us. Us, we can't do anything.
We can't do anything. The best we can do is put up like on a post. Like,
yeah.
You know, that's it.
Oh, what can we do?
But the Zulu Nation is on some, you know, until Inkosi Itshalwe. You know?
Did you go watch any of Menzi's past previous work?
Nah, not yet, man. Not yet. But maybe I should. Maybe I will. But I mean, Menzi, I think we celebrated him and we gave him his flowers.
Yes.
Mm. Remember when he won that... There was these awards where, like, we just voted for our favorite personality. I forgot, something star or something. Mm. And he got that and it was like a cash prize of a million or something like that.
Nice.
So I think we gave him his flowers. I think he's probably has gotten a lifetime achievement.
Mm-hmm.
He deserves it at the SAFTAs or something. He's got... So we gave him his flowers. So, yeah, it would be a nice touch, you know, for the omnibus to air or all the shows he's been on or some highlights.
So you guys don't think there's anything wrong with, hey guys, Menzi Ngubane has passed away. Oh my goodness, put up a profile picture and then tomorrow, like, it's like... You
what
never...
should I do tomorrow?
What should we do?
Should I then tomorrow... What should I do tomorrow?
I don't know, bro.
Should I play Mazwi and put it up on my WhatsApp? Like, what should we do, man? You know,
we live. Suggest?
I'm going to die one day. Mm. I'd like people to remember me for that week or whatever, and then they live
it's
life.
It's not even a week now, bro.
They
it's
live
a day,
life.
Hours.
Well, his family, obviously, but people are... The further people are away from you, as far as relations or whatever, then the less time they'll spend mourning you because they didn't have that connection. I mean, we loved Menzi on our screens, but... We didn't know him like that, that our lives can be at a standstill for a month or a week.
Remember, you know, like...
I mean? Even Mandela, bro, I mean...
Remember, like, with music, if you had an album, you could push it for, like, months, 2 months, 3 months.
Yeah.
Right? And then social media made it, like, you know, like, you have to release a song every single day.
Mm.
So people don't actually get to appreciate the album because there's so much new music coming out. So that's what I'm trying to say. I'm saying, like, there's no time to mourn and actually, like, celebrate and reflect. It's literally WhatsApp status, hashtag done. Do you get what I'm trying to say, bro?
We live in different times.
Yeah,
you know, the times, it's fast paced.
Yeah,
even with that post, I could be saying RIP
as soon as it's up,
and then the next post,
yeah,
I'm there like doing twerking.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Next post, it's like, catch you this Sunday. I'm so and so. Please, friends, let's go out. You know. Next one is a selfie. So can you imagine in just a space of seconds, you've put up these posts, and it's like, don't you have time to even? You didn't even mourn. Literally, just it was RIP. You know.
But that speaks to people just doing it for because it's what everybody else is doing.
Oh,
not really because you're mourning
Menzi.
Right?
That.
Not really because, ish, my day is ruined now. My favorite actor passed away or such a legendary actor passed away. People are doing it because they don't want to miss out. Everybody else is doing it. It's like with the Zulu King. right? I haven't posted because I feel like everybody's doing
well,
it. And,
I posted,
you know,
the Zulu King. I did.
Yeah, but I was, and you really mean it, and you really you are really touched. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because I'm in your Zulu.
Yes.
So yeah, I feel like it's just fashion. Everybody, it's trending. I also posted, and then you're gonna post you twerking afterwards.
Maybe that's where my dissatisfaction comes from. Anyway, Kosi, what else is happening? What's been going on?
Oh, did you hear the black coffee thing?
Oh, what happened?
Ooh.
What happened?
Okay, just hold on.
What's Nati doing now?
What? The tiny desk thing.
Tiny desk?
Yeah, he had a tiny desk performance. You know those tiny desk concerts?
Which one?
You had that. I saw that trending.
At his birthday?
Yeah, on his birthday. They dropped it on his birthday.
What's a tiny desk performance?
You don't know. Tiny Desk Concerts. It's a YouTube channel. They've got, like, generally artists come and perform. Literally, it's a desk or whatever. But with his case, he's a DJ. So, and I think he did it from this side. It didn't go to the normal set due to Corona or whatever. And that's it, basically.
Mm.
It's like a concert.
I enjoyed that interview he had with, Nasty C and Scoop, though. Did you see that one?
That one. I saw it.
Yeah.
But
anyway, there's an article.
Late. You're sleeping with the enemy now.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, that one. So let's move on. And by the way, Nasty C is not the enemy. Scoop, whatever, is not the enemy. You know the enemy.
Yeah, exactly.
We love Nasty. We love Scoop. Yeah.
She's acting like that Sangoma.
That was empowering.
Coco Situnza. Is that you? Coco Situnza. Is that you? Is that you? Asking us about
Sangoma behind the
asking us about our old mutual friends. We don't have mutual friends anymore. We're with new friendships.
I'm a friend of Mangalao. Alrighty, this is the article, guys. Edlin Bali has filed for protection order against her ex-husband, claiming to be scared of him as he storms in at their house at any given time. In her statement, she claimed the DJ hit her hand when she restricted him from entering the house and disturbing her dinner party.
Hectic.
Nati asked me why I was throwing a dinner party without his permission. I then asked why I needed his permission, and he said because it's his house.
So basically they still... like see each other and they're still like...
Well, they've got kids.
Yeah, not me. I mean, but you know when you have kids, you just drop off the kids, they pick them up, whatever. But I'm
so she's like living in the family home, in his house.
I guess so, you know.
Wow.
But maybe they have a number of houses, so it's like a kill and divide, you know, like you keep this one. But because you still have to come pick up the kids from the house and you still have that entitlement, like it is my house or whatever, you know.
So she's filed for a restraining order and she's still going to be living in his house.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh.
But I guess it's not his house. Maybe it's the house they had.
Well, it's their house.
Yeah.
Actually, it's their, to be honest, it's their house because they were married, right?
Yeah, they were married.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Okay.
And I'm assuming they had more than one house. You know how obviously in the settlement you'd be like, okay, you keep this one, I'll take that one. But in the person's mind, it's still my house. Kind of like that kind of thing.
So if you break up with Mnaga, this is still our house.
It becomes my house.
So you hit her hand.
Yes, hit her hand.
Oh, damn.
Eesh.
Can't be his hand. I then told him it's our home. Okay, so she even called. Okay, I then told him it's our home and I'm puzzled. He then threatened to call the cops to shut it down. He was at this point, shouting, and then the guests that had already arrived were watching. So even they were... there's witnesses to this.
Hey.
That's my, like, okay. So, luckily...
You know what's tricky about this?
Are the people going to speak up, though?
Yeah. I don't like getting involved with couple things because you never know what's going on, bro.
Yeah.
And there's always two sides to a story.
That's the thing when we were talking about Java. That's what I had in my head. Like, you know, with couples, that's
exactly.
One moment you get, it's like, you'll be super angry. You hear this one side of the story. You hear another side. And then it's like...
Yeah, boy.
You know?
Because next week, what if they say they're getting back together? Because it looks like they see each other a lot.
Nah, but I don't think they see each other. I think maybe he's living in a different house or whatever, and she, for the sake of the kids, is still at home because she needs to take care of the kids. She is still umama abantwana up until the divorce is settled, and perhaps maybe she'll get the house. You know what I mean? When the divorce settlement is done, she'll get the house. because she does need a house to raise the kids, right? So I think it's that kind of situation. Or maybe he was coming to see the kids or whatever, but I don't think they still see each other, as in they are still living under one roof.
No love bag.
In the same bed. No. I don't think he's, I don't think so.
Right, because that, it slaps, eh? Left back.
Left back.
Oof. Why?
It's like, it's crazy, man.
That makeup sex.
Yeah, the first time.
You dig it.
Is it?
Hey.
Wow.
I remember when I broke up with my baby mama, when we got back together, it was crazy, man.
Yeah. Mm. So that's why some people then will story break time. Up to make up. Yeah, hit us with a story time.
No, I was really like, you know, we're doing the deed. Mm. I'm really like, baby, I love you. He's like, I love you too. Don't leave me. I'm like, I will never. The streets are cold. It's too cold, baby.
Yeah,
it's very emotional, dog.
Oh. Yeah,
because I think you know that saying, you don't know what you have until it's gone. It's, yeah. So when they come back, you appreciate them even more.
That's true.
Yeah.
Is that the time when you were out in the streets, you went to Lady Do, and she's like, no,
that was years back, man. Lady Do is 2008 stock.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, she didn't even make it a stock. Nope. She just declared it. Nope. You had no chance. Nothing.
Mpana. So what Black Coffee did is what Lady Do did to you.
Eh?
Okshay sang.
I win. No, man. Lady Do, there was too many options at the time. I think I forgot.
Yeah. And so you're only a club then.
Yeah.
Right? Around our hood.
So I think I threw bones and then I forgot to come back to it. Because there was so much. It was a buffet, you know?
You ain't trying to chase after a piece of meat when there's all this buffet
when,
here,
when
right?
When there's all these bones. Hey, Sashi Sangoma.
Anyway, so anything else you want to add, bro?
Nah, man.
Yeah.
What happened?
Chilla gave me such a... I don't know. I thought it was a dope idea. Mm-hmm. Someone said I should do a crazy reunion. Like one episode.
A crazy as in when you used to be on crazy.
Yeah, like get more Salamina, Stefina. Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, that'd be dope, man.
That'd be so cool.
Do you think people even care, though?
No, we do care. Yeah. That'd be like a nice throwback.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know what Muso's doing. I know Salamina and Ketiwe and Stefina have a production company. Like, uh-huh. They shoot movies. I don't know what everybody else is doing. But who do you think were the better TV kids? Like, who do you think has turned out better? The OTV kids or the crazy kids?
I think crazy kids.
Nah.
Yeah, man. I think crazy kids.
Because we've got...
Because funny
enough... Bobby was part of crazy as well.
Mm. Was Bobby part of crazy?
Ntando Duma, ne?
No.
Pearl Mudiadi.
Yeah.
Pearl Mudiadi, yeah.
I was a fan of OTV. Muso. More than crazy, actually.
And then OTV, they've just got Dr. Moose.
Yeah.
They've got CC.
Yeah, everybody, they just fell through the cracks. There used to be Mandy.
Nandi was crazy. Nandi was crazy, I think.
Yeah, I think crazy, man. They a lot of the guys on YoTV just disappeared. It was Pio. Remember, it's Pio Mjali. He went on Generations. He disappeared. Mandy disappeared.
All the KTV kids relocated.
Mandy's in UK.
Heck? All the KTV kids, they're relocated.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. No, man, I wanted to talk about that thing when you asked me what's on my mind. Yeah. Professor Adam Habib, you saw, nigga.
Yeah.
They're canceling him, and we're against cancel culture.
Yeah.
But this guy, so he used to be the vice chancellor in Wits.
Yeah.
And now he's the director of Oriental and African Studies at the University of London.
Mm.
And on a Zoom call or whatever, lecture, he said the N-word.
Ooh.
He dropped the N-word. Then one student is like, yo, I don't think it's wise for you to drop the N-word. We can't accept that. Then he's like, you can't, I can. Literally.
What?
Fuck,
and repentance, like, you can't, I can. And then someone else called
Piers
him out.
Morgan?
Another, huh?
Are you sure it wasn't Piers Morgan?
Yeah, that was another one.
Adam Habib. Professor Adam Habib.
What?
That guy's always been problematic. And then he lies and he tells these poor English students that where I'm from, we can use the word.
No way.
Show me an Indian who's going around calling people the niggers.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, like, no, bruh, you can't use the word in South Africa. And now they're canceling him, and aye, bruh, aye. Some people just want to get canceled, really, yeah. Honestly. And as they're a student leader. For it. And also, dude, you're the director of Oriental and African Studies. Mm. And you think, and you are lying to students that back in Africa, Indians are allowed to say the word nigger.
This is what they say? No way.
And you're the director of African Studies? It's nonsense.
Jeez, what's he smoking,
if
bro?
If anything, we had bro. The gaffer word, like, which was totally cancelled.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, like, I don't understand. How does now we adopt an American word?
Dude, and and these students are trying to put him back in line, and he was like, no, no. Nah,
that's a lie.
Hey,
that's
students have been busy this week.
Yeah, dude, now they're calling for his head, which, yeah. Nah. They'll probably dismiss him.
Shit, man.
He deserves to be canceled.
All right, it's time to make some announcements. I got so many things I got to say. All right, so DJ Tickets is going to be sponsoring the Chillers Club this Friday.
Oh,
shout out to DJ
Tickets.
Saul is taking over merch.
Yes!
Because he's got a printing company. So as from today, he's taking over.
So is that shirt by Saul?
No, no, this is my cousin. My cousin made this.
But we'll do this also. I like it. I fucking love that.
I love it.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's too bright, man. You know, I don't like bright things.
Yeah, you're not bright, man. You're not a bright
you're not a bright spark.
Never been.
Yeah.
So Saul's taking over merch. He's going to be taking your orders.
Yeah.
Making sure they get delivered on time. Because we had a lady that we're using, but her turnaround time is way too long.
Too slow, right?
Yeah, man.
Nah, no worries, man.
And you know, people now when they order,
you're in good hands.
They want it now.
Now. Exactly.
Actually, where do people
order?
Where do they order?
This is MacG.com.
All right.
So you go there. All the designs will be there. Saul's going to be adding some more designs, isn't
it? Yeah, I'm going to add more designs. You get there, and it's simple. They order, choose your size, color, design, quantity. You make payments, and then
we ship it out.
Perfect.
That's it. Yeah.
And you will ship out internationally, or is it just?
Well, they'll pay for the courier.
Internationally, there's another company that does it, Teespring.
Okay, cool. Yeah, awesome, then. Brilliant. So it's just local.
All right, and then also, you know what I was thinking? It's time to get a studio, guys.
We need a studio.
I think it's time to build a studio. Yeah, like a podcast studio, bro.
I think it's time.
Hey?
That would be dope.
We have been talking about it for long.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, Ghost Lady, can't you get us like a cottage around Midrand, Centurion, that we can turn into a studio?
Okay.
Can you? Are they around?
Let's see what's on offer.
Yeah.
In these hot times, I think a lot of places have been available.
Because remember my old place, the garage?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that would be nice.
That would be nice.
We turn the garage into a studio and we start rocking from there. I think we've overstayed our welcome here.
And it just becomes a plug and go.
Plug and go.
No. It's part of the, it's been a podcast plan, right?
Yeah.
Now, don't make it about overstaying your welcome. Can you scratch that part out, please? That's you and in your mind. But we do want a studio. We do as a team, because we just want a space where we can just plug and go.
Right?
Yeah.
And the ladies' podcast, hey, it was lit last week. Hey, what's happening?
Ladies' podcast. But I love
But we're having fun. We're having fun, guys. At the end of the day, we're having fun and we're growing. It's, you know, step by step.
I watched the comments and hang on, saying, I saw.
There was a spit bra in the comments.
Cancel this show. No. We're not going anywhere. And we are going to be pushing and just.
Good.
It gets better. Every week it'll get better, guys.
You know, so who's on this week?
Exactly.
This week we have Sims and we were talking about one night stand. Some chilly behaviors.
One night stand.
Hey, I like that one. I'm gonna definitely tune into that one.
How many one night stands have you guys had? You've lost count. Look at that. If I could count those BPMs. Stands,
they're not something you keep count of. It's like, you know, it's a one night stand. Most sex a guy gets is from one night stand if he's in a relationship. Like, it's not something you keep count of. So if I
backtrack, what did he?
Most sex that a guy will get if he's not in a relationship is from one night stands.
No, but no.
Those are Saul's views, by the way, not of that of the podcast.
Is that a controversial?
No, it's not controversial.
But what if you're going
If you're not in a relationship And you don't want the ties of a relationship.
We keep on sleeping with each other. Is it still a one night stand?
Then it's not a one night stand. It's not a one night stand. Okay. But it doesn't cancel the first night. Right? So that counts as one night stand.
So it's almost like you carry that too.
That counts as one night stand.
You carry and divide. Aye.
No, like if Nyakbona at a club, mm-hmm. right, or somewhere, mm-hmm. and then we screw that mm-hmm. day, that night, mm-hmm. and then we want to screw again 3 weeks' time or whatever. We did have a one night stand. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was one. So like, guys have a lot of those. Guys have a lot of those. You can't be getting into a relationship with everyone you sleep with.
No, I know.
Like, yo.
But I guess, and for me, I feel like it's no longer one night stand.
Yes, but it...
You are just a friend with benefits.
Yes, you've but it started off one night stand. Mm. So, it's one. We don't count all the encounters, but that one, yeah, but
I was trying to say I have had a lot of one night stands.
I have. Dude, how many... Do you know the number of one night stands you've had, Mesh? Eh? No. Guys, like, yeah,
it's too much.
Yeah, come on, bro. I mean, your girl's not gonna be angry at you for shit that happened before you hooked up with her.
Let's talk about your girl.
No, man, I've had many one night stands. Like, many. I've had many one night stands. You've had YFM, you know, you've had many one night stands.
You
had
it crazy. Yeah. Hmm? Yeah. You'd know.
And on that note, we are out here, man. This has been Podcasting Chill.
Peace. One mic stands. I got one mic stand. Flip.
Oh shit! Yeah. I was still recording. Oh shit! Yeah. Fuck! Chilla sent us this, guys.
What is this?
From Zimbabwe. Chilla sent us this.
From Zimbabwe. Yes. Shout out!
Let me open for you guys. Look at that! Voila! Hey. There's for you. That's for you, Ghost Lady. You pass that up to Ghost Lady.
Hey, Ghost Lady.
So cute.
There it is, hey. Grab
this
it
is
there.
For me.
Hey.
And then we got these as well.
Hey.
One for you, Ghost Lady. You'll take it after.
Dope.
And then you've got this as well. And then some slips. And then this. I'll take this home for the grandeur.
Oh, nice.
What? Yes. This is dope.
This is dope, man.
Shout out, man.
And it's got the logo underneath.
And there's a card.
Yeah. Oh, it's got the logo underneath? Oh, so dope. Can you read the card? What does the card say?
Yeah. Congratulations on all your success. I hope this brings joy to you. A new day. Lots of love from a proud chiller. Joy.
Wow. When are we going joy to from Zimbabwe, Zim. Guys? We need to go to Zimbabwe now.
Incredible.
Could we starting with Namibia?
Namibia. Going to Namibia. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
In a few weeks.
And then, yeah.
We're ready.
I'm just glad there wasn't any food in here. You know, maybe it's a love potion.
This was Zimbabwe.
Then we make our studio in Zim.
Hey, man. We're
like
growing.
Sigisti.
Sigisti.
We love Zimbabwe.
We love you.
Nana, we love
Zimbabwe. We love everybody.
Ara Kelly.
We are here, Podcast and Chill.
Bye.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.